This is the day God has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day God has made. He made it for us. He purposed us for it and it for us. And He's blessed us today. And I want to say to you, you are blessed of the Lord. You're favored of God. You're loved. You are chosen. And God wants to do something that exceeds your ability to comprehend what that is. And if you believe that, say amen. You know, we think a lot about, as believers, we think a lot about what God is going to do, what God can do, what is it God wants to do. And something important to keep in mind is there is always an action connected to an outcome. There's always an action connected to an outcome. The scripture says it like this. It says, according to your faith, be it unto you. So what are the actions of your faith? I want to talk about something tonight that I am confident is going to help you, heal you, elevate you, and take you where God wants you to go. And the most important thing in regards to that is, what do you believe? I mean, where are you going? Because God can take us to incredible places in our lives, and He does all the time. God is very proactive in regards to moving us forward, to seeing us increase and advance in every area, every aspect of our lives. God is incredibly proactive. As a matter of fact, He's always there to guide us, to show us the best way, the best direction, the best way to think, and the way we think has everything to do with how we are going to interface with life, how you feel, how you interpret an experience that's coming your way. And I simply want to say today, God wants you to know what the very best is, and He wants you to walk in that. God wants you to know what the very best is, not just getting you out of a situation or helping you get through a day. And God does that. I mean, we all walk into situations where we need a way out. But the best way out is to find the way in. And the Word says, look for me, seek me, feel for me, you'll find me. And He said, and I will lead you in the way you should go. We, as believers and even non-believers, have a tendency to point a finger at whatever it is. I was talking with my wife not long ago, and she was just getting over a cold. And it's funny because when you catch a cold, what's one of the first things you think about? Where did you get it? Who gave it to you? Who gave me this cold? Who is responsible for me having a runny nose and coughing? You know, who's responsible for this cold? And it's interesting how weakening at the same time, how often when something just doesn't fall in line with our hopes, our expectations, how we automatically seem to have that innate need to blame something or someone. But how powerful to know that Jesus said one time, Jesus was actually called, He was summoned to a ruler's house. And the ruler said, come to my house. He said, my daughter just died. And he said, but if you lay your hands on her, she will be healed. Okay, that's a lot of faith. Think about, here's a man, his daughter just died. So his first reaction, his first response is to find Jesus and to say, come lay your hands on her. And if you do, she'll be healed. And Jesus goes, He lays His hands on the ruler's daughter, and she is healed. But first, Jesus tells all the doubt to leave the room. And it's really important to tell the doubt to leave the room. Sometimes and doubt, you know what doubt can stem from is needing something or someone to blame, whether it's a neighbor or someone you feel had a cold and gave you a cold, or someone you feel just got in your way or tried to take your blessing, you know, got in the way of a promotion or tried to talk you down so they could talk themselves up, or blaming the devil. It all leads to doubt, and here's why. When you think something can get in your way, when you think something can be responsible for the outcome of your life or the outcome of a day, you're not having faith in Jesus Christ, because he is the author and the finisher, the word tells us, of our faith. He's the one that directs us in the way that we should go. He leads us in the ways that are blessed. He leads us in joyful, prosperous ways. He's called the Prince of Peace. The Lord is good, and God does who he is. Jesus delivers us into and takes us to who he is. He's good, he's holy, he's right, he's blessed forevermore. He is the counselor, he is the mighty God. He leads us in the ways that we should go. But Jesus, numerous times, again, he's actually, as he's headed to heal, the word says that two blind men stop him and say, "We're blind, can you heal us?" And Jesus said, "Do you believe that I can do this?" And they said, "Yes, we do." And this is what he said. And you'll see this numerous times in the scriptures where Jesus doesn't pray a prayer like we think. He refers to something about that individual, which is opposite or in opposition to what they need. So they have a need, and instead of talking about the need or dealing with the issue, he deals directly with their faith. So he says to the two blind men, he says, "Do you believe that I am able to do this?" So the question to you tonight is, do you believe that God is able? Do you believe that he's able to do what you know he wants to do? And do you know what he wants to do? Do you know what a born again is? Do you know what being born of the Spirit is? Do you know what a true believer in Jesus Christ is? Do you know that identity by which you call yourself? I'm a believer, or I'm a Christian, or I'm born again, or I'm filled with the Spirit. I mean, do we know what those terms mean, or are they just kind of ambiguous terms that we use because we're trying to identify what we think we are, who we think we are? It's important to know in whom you have believed. So Jesus is going to heal one, and someone else steps up. So the word says that Jesus asked them if they believed he was able. They said, "We do." He said, "Then according to your faith, be it unto you." Now, in both of these incidences, you see that there's no blame. There's no shadows here. The man, the ruler, his daughter dies, and he just says, "Let's find Jesus." We find him. There's the answer. The two blind men, there he is. Let's follow him. Let's ask him to heal. Jesus' response is, "According to your faith, be it unto you." Then, as Jesus is leaving, as he's passing out of the district, the word says that a woman comes, and she reaches out and touches the hem of his garment. And we know that she was very ill. She had spent all the money she had. She had a lot of reasons, it would appear, to blame. I mean, someone took my money and they weren't able to help me. You know, these doctors accepted my money, but they didn't make me any better. How many different forms and ways, how many excuses could any of these individuals have found? "I'm blind. Why am I blind? You know, whose fault is it? What did I do?" But here's the PowerPoint. The point is, how do you get from where you are to where God wants you to be? And how did you get where you are, where maybe you feel like you shouldn't be? Keep in mind that there's always an action connected to an outcome. Now, this is not a condemning word. This is not saying, "Well, you must have done something wrong." But it's more important to know what we should be doing that's right. How should we think? What should we do? Number one, it's critically important that you are in the Word. I mean, if you believe the Word, you should be hungry for the Word. If you believe you're born of the Spirit, you're born of God, you should be hungry to want to know more about what that relationship is, because it's not just that it's dumped on you, that you get saved and say, "I know everything." It's a relationship, which means you have to get involved. There has to be an action of relationship to have the outcome of the power of a relationship. I mean, it's the same in a marriage. It's the same with friends. It's the same with your children. It's the same with anyone. If you're going to have a powerful relationship, if you're going to understand the attitudes of individuals, so you're not misinterpreting what their motives are, what they're saying, or what they're doing, you have to have that relationship. It's important to know. You have to be hungry. You have to want to do or to act out correctly for the right outcome. So every action is connected to an outcome. So in our relationship to God, in the blessing and the favor of the Lord, there's an action connected to that outcome. Now, God's constantly blessing, but if we're not seeing correctly because our actions are telling us something different, you find some reason why things are going wrong. Paul said it like this. He said, I forget what is behind. He said, I forget what lies behind, and I've learned to press forward for what? The mark. What mark? The prize, the high calling of God, the high calling of what God is saying to you, who he has announced me to heaven to be. God has called you out by your name. He's announced to heaven who he's chosen you to be, who he's called you to be. But if our actions, and this is critical, if our actions think that negative things, evil can happen to you. That's why the word is filled with no evil will befall you. 1,000 could fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand. It wouldn't come nigh you. No wickedness, no evil will happen to you. The word is trying to, it's not trying, the word is telling us, the word is instructing us how to position our thoughts, how to think about who we are. What are we as a believer? We're blessed of the Lord. We're chosen of God. Our steps are divinely orchestrated of God. He'll lead me in the way that I should go. This is all faith. When we find reasons, when we say or think, when I do something positive, you know, something negative is going to happen that I'm going to have to overcome, that's your faith. Your faith is the value of what you associate with. I mean, if you associate with, there's Jesus. If he touches my daughter, she's going to be healed. There's Jesus. If he lays his hand on my eyes, I'm going to be healed. There's Jesus. If I touch the hem of his garment, I'm going to be healed. Only the virtue of Christ is connected to the nature of Christ. I mean, I know who you are. You're good. You're good all the time. And that's why we're always saying, and I want to talk about that as well, the 23rd Psalm, only good will happen to me. And the point, the position is, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I mean, you can think, you know, according to your faith, I'm thinking that only good is going to happen to me. And you can say, yeah, but listen, things have been going upside down. Things going upside down, things going sideways, or not following the pattern that you are thinking they should, doesn't mean evil's happening to you. Doesn't mean bad's happening to you. That's where you have to pull yourself in line with the Word of God. And no, I'm a born-again believer. I'm born of the Spirit. I'm saved. I'm redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. So what does that say about me? Who am I? I'm chosen of God. My steps are ordered of the Lord. Something incredible is trying to take place in my life, and what God requires is my faith in regards to that. Again, consider any of these people, a ruler. Why did his daughter die? I mean, what wrong did he do? He could have went a thousand different directions as to why evil befell him. But instead of going that direction, his perspective was God is going to do something. Number one, I'm going to find the Lord. And number two, he's going to come to my house. And he's going to heal my daughter. This is how our mind is set to believe God. This is what keeps evil from happening. Not that you have to fast all day or scream at darkness or tell your friends or your enemies that they're not going to hurt you or they're not going to. But Jesus focused attention on one thing, on the faith of an individual in him. And here's the question, Jesus, what are you doing? Jesus, what is your direction for my life? Lord, what is your word for me? What are you saying to me? We see three separate occasions where Jesus is basically trying to get to a ruler's house and he encounters two blind men. Everyone gets healed. And after that, he's just leaving the district and a woman comes up and says, says in her heart, I'm going to touch the hem of his garment and when I do, I'm going to be healed. Enough power within the consistency. And that's the key, the consistency of her faith, of the blind man's faith, of the ruler's faith, saying, this is going to be the outcome. This is what's taking place in my life. I'm focused on one thing, my faith in Christ, who he is, what he's saying, and what is going to take place. Listen, everyone faces challenges, and no one needs anyone to tell them one more time, everyone faces challenges. You know, things happen to everybody. But the key is how do we get from where we are to where we are supposed to be or to see what God is doing so we can affect the change, not only in our own personal lives, but where we bear witness to the power of God. More people will believe when they see believers believing more. More people will believe when they say people believing more, believe in the blessing of the Lord, the favor of God, the honor of his blessing on our lives. In the garden, something that just always impacts me and hits me so powerfully is when God created man and woman, and the Lord said he blessed them. And I've thought before many times, what do you think he said? What did Jesus say? What did he say? I believe, and I know my faith is right, I believe because God is only good and all good, we can believe that he said anything good about us, and he has. You can believe he's only called out blessing and joy and peace and increase and prosperity and the wonders of God in your life, and you're going to be 100% accurate because he blessed you with what? All things. And that's what the scriptures tell us. He's blessed us with all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that's called us to glory and virtue. Only good's going to happen to you. You're going to live long. You're going to prosper. You're going to walk in the blessing of the Lord. Our mind is set. That's what the word says. I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him because we trust in him. Not, I'm going to find my peace as soon as I overcome this battle, as soon as I get a better job or more money's coming in or, you know, my enemies stop trying to put me down or people stop talking negative about me. Those things can happen from now on. But the point is, 1,000 could fall at your right side, at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. And the word of the Lord is, which is the nature of God, says it just doesn't matter. It won't befall you. Call out the blessing of the Lord in your life. I will say of the Lord, this is a day God has made. I rejoice and I'm glad in it. Only favor is going to pursue me. Only the favor of the Lord is going to follow me. Only the just actions of God can overcome me. You don't even have to find your peace. You don't have to find your joy. Jesus said, I'm leaving it here with you. John 14, verse 27 says, peace I leave with you. This is Jesus speaking. Peace I leave with you. My peace, I'm giving it to you. It's overcome you. You couldn't find it, but it overcame you. Why? Because Jesus said, is saying this, if you believe I am the fullness, remember the word says he came in the fullness of the Father. Holy good. If you wonder why, if you watch us often, you hear me say only good is going to happen to me. And next Wednesday, I want to talk about that. I want to break down the 23rd Psalm. Why? How can you get into a position? How can you walk into a door where only good will happen to you? And number one, you have to stop believing that anything else can happen. Nothing else can happen to me because I'm chosen of the Lord. That doesn't mean different things won't take place in your life, but it isn't evil summoned. And if we will believe, if we'll build our platform on the faith that the Lord keeps me and guides me, he's with me always, and only good can happen to me, that's the platform that your life will be built on. And guess what? That's exactly what will happen to you. You will continually see the progressive and aggressive will of the Lord pursuing you. Peace will overcome you. You can wake up in the morning and not have to find your peace or find your joy. You'll wake up with joy. You'll wake up with peace, and you grow in the knowledge and the revelation of that peace, and that's where increase and blessing and joy, prosperity, relationships, all those things come together. Because when only good can happen, when your faith says only good, when your faith, Jesus, what did he say? What does your faith say? Can I heal? Well, of course I can, but what does your faith say? Ruler, what does your faith say? My faith says my daughter is getting up today and she's going to live. And naysayers would say, yeah, but she's dead. No, we're not on that side. Remember, you're in the world, but you're not of it. You don't have to be of that something's wrong side, be on the something is right side, only good. So what did he say? Pray for her, she'll be healed. Put your hands on her. Lay your hands on her, she'll be healed. She rose from the dead. She was alive. Blind men can't see, but say it. Jesus again addresses your faith. Your faith is what God is addressing today. My faith, your faith, our faith, the faith of the nations, it's time. It is high time for us to believe only good's going to happen to us, to change your dialogue, change the way you communicate. You know, you could have 1,000 different things going upside down in your life, but You can talk about them. You can use your mind to be influenced by what is going upside down. Or you can say, you know what? Only good's going to happen to me. Something great is going to take place today. Before anything can unfold, say something great is going to happen. And if you say, well, I didn't have time, before I could wake up, something went awry in my life. Something went upside down. Then say of the Lord, God, you're turning things upside down so I can see them right side up. Because maybe I've been thinking upside down. God, you're up to something incredible. Lord, you're doing something good. Jesus, speak the word only and let the word come out of your mouth. The word, the scripture says, the word of God is nigh me. It's in my mouth. I'm saying of the Lord, you, in short, you are the one God has put in authority, in power, in charge of the outcome of your life. There's always an action connected to an outcome. What is that action? I'm saying to the Lord, something great's going to happen. Only good's going to pursue me. Not only am I going to find it, but it's going to find me. Seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I'm going to pray with you right now. And what I pray is, Father, I pray, even as the prophet prayed for the man that was standing with him, I pray, God, open your eyes to the wonders that are happening in you and around you and are going to take place through you. I pray for the miraculous of God to open your eyes as Jesus opened the two blind men's eyes and they could see. I pray in the name that is above every name, the name of authority and power, that God open your eyes, enlighten you to what a great day is. And I pray that you will see how blessed you are. And in seeing that, you're going to know that your dark day has turned into a bright day. And you're going to say, this is a day God has made. And I do rejoice and I am glad in it because God has opened the eyes of prophecy in your mind. God has shown you your future and it's a good one. It's a great one. It's blessed. You are called. You are chosen of God only to walk in the blessing of the Lord. And you can turn that dark side into the light, just like turning on a switch in a dark room, and it will change. The word of the Lord is sure, and the word of the Lord is yes, and in Him, it's amen. God's blessing, God's favor, God's peace, God's joy rest on you. Something incredible is after you. It's going to catch you. It's going to overcome you. The Lord has blessed you, and this is the greatest season of your life. Live this way. Think this way. Believe this way. And this will be your future because God has said it. God bless you. Be encouraged in the Lord and the power of His might. Remember, if you just keep God's word, His word will keep you. Listen, I want to say we appreciate and thank you all for your support. Those that stand with us, those that pray for us, it means a great deal to us that you stand with us and pray for us. Pray that God would do wonders. Pray that God would open the nations in a greater capacity, a greater way than ever before. Pray that God would put a word in my mouth for you. Your prayers are important to us, and your support is equally as important to us. We appreciate that you stand with us financially, and it helps us continue to do what we're doing and those things that God has placed before us that we will be doing. God bless you. God encourage you, and stay strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And remember, just keep His word. His word is keeping you. God bless you. Until next time.